Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Dudes, behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes, behind the foods. Dudes, behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes, behind the foods. That's actually really fucking good.
First of all thanks and shout outs to the most high and powerful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Elon Musk too. Yeah. Through Elon Musk, we can do all things. wait a second.
Ow!
What? Happy St. Patrick's Day.
What the fuck? I didn't expect that. That hurt and tickled at the same time. That shocked me. I have a green can, you idiot.
This is why I brought Irish beer, some Guinness for us.
I have a green can.
You weren't holding it. It doesn't count.
I have a green penis. It's rotten.
You have green discharge coming out of your penis. I didn't know you still had chlamydia. I'm sorry.
I don't have any green.
Well, you sure don't.
Damn, I just had a flashback to elementary school and shit. Dude, elementary school, fucking St. Patrick's Day, if you're like grew up in the ghetto, just know if you didn't wear green, you're getting your ass beat.
Oh, right. Everybody, they're not pissing you, they're socking you,
dude.
Like, birthdays were the worst days.
I remember the time that we stopped doing birthday hits was like when the time we hit 15.
And it was
like,
too much.
And I remember I stopped and I looked at all the guys. I was like, hey guys, you guys are just jumping me now.
Yeah.
Like, you're literally jumping.
It's silly that everyone feels the need to give you 15 punches. Ridiculous.
And my last straw was, shout outs to my buddy Reggie. Love this guy. But he's like a karate world champion. And he would sock us and my spirit would fly out my body. I'm like, Reggie, you can't hit us. Like, it hurts too much. And his knuckles were gigantic, dude.
Reggie.
Look at this stupid idiot. Okay, let me just share this food and we have to eat this.
Oh, let me take my grill out since we're going to be eating.
Oh, that's right. You have a grill, huh?
I was like, you know, you just have one of those days where you feel like, I feel like popping my grill in.
Oh, I don't know what that's like. If I had a grill, people would just make fun of me.
Well, let's get it. What'd you bring me? I'm so hungry. I just had a very nice poo before we started, so I feel great. I'm ready to eat.
So for me, usually I'm a hater when it comes to, I see like these like quick little Korean pop-up spots.
Cheers.
Oh, yes. I always think like they try and do too much or it's not that good. Mm. But this place next to this area that I always drive by, this place called K-Bop. And I had some of their food and it's like quick service Korean food.
Mm.
Pretty fucking good.
I love it.
And so I got us some boneless Korean chicken wings.
Oh my, ew, you eat boneless wings?
These ones are good as hell.
All right, they better be, dog. Right.
I like them better than their bone-in ones, actually.
I never order boneless wings ever.
Yeah, I saw the judgment in your stupid-ass face, all right?
Unless I'm going to McDonald's and I have some... The closest I'll get to boneless wings is some nougats.
Okay,
that's
well,
about
you know
it.
What I'm saying. Chacon nougats! And...
Pero, tengo muy hambre, so I'm down for whatever you're bringing right now.
Oh, escuduches, cueleco, ascasques. And then we got kimchi fried rice with spam and a fried egg.
Ooh, sweet mama, Jesus.
You know what I do for you.
Oh, Lord have mercy on my soul.
And they had this thing here, which is probably not something I would ever order because it's typically this type of stuff is too much for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I want to give them a try. This is their K-bop fries with spicy Korean pork.
Oh, my. Well, hello. Shout out to the Koreans.
Yeah, 안녕하세요.
Ooh, this looks wonderful, David So.
Hey, it's what I do for you, man.
I'm gonna bust this egg open, yes?
You take first bite. This is what I do for you, Habibi.
Oh, sweet. Yes, it just skeeted all over the place. The best.
Oh, sweetie.
Did you grow up eating, not all the way done eggs?
All the time.
Yes, yes. My mom,
like, whenever I went to a place and they gave me, like, hard eggs, that shit used to irritate me. I'm like, dog, that's the best part of the egg.
You know, I feel like it's really something you have to grow up on or else you just think it's disgusting.
Dude, this dude in high school named Gabriel, he fucking hates eggs. He can't eat it at all.
All eggs? I know a couple people who just can't deal with eggs.
That's crazy because for me, if I'm just, like, hungry, like, real quick, I'll fry up an egg and just eat, like, a tortilla with it.
Oh, man.
Fire.
Yeah, dog. Bachelor me, like, I mean, yeah, I was with Chia, but living bachelor life in my condo by myself, my go-to breakfast was a fried egg, 2 pieces of bacon, wrapped in a tortilla. That was it.
And that is fire.
Loved it, man. All right, well, I'm ready for this. I love some kimchi fried rice. I love spam. I love a busted open egg. Mm-hmm. And I'm so hungry, so.
Hey, papi.
Everything I expected it to be.
It's pretty good, huh?
Beautiful. Oh, so, like, good.
This place is not bad, man.
You guys, if you've never had, you know, I'm sure most people who have had some type of Asian food fuck with fried rice, right? But if you ain't ever had no kimchi fried rice, next level. I love it.
Some other shit, man.
You know, a little bit of spice, but nothing too crazy.
A little fermented kimchi. Mm-hmm. And you gotta always have it with spam, dude. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite meat in kimchi fried rice.
Well, that's great. Thank you, ma'am. I feel great. I'm sorry for pinching you so hard.
I shook the fuck out of me, man. I didn't know what was going on. When I looked at him, I was like, this guy's wearing a lot of green.
Driving up here, I was like, I hope he's not wearing any green. Can't wait to pinch him on camera.
You stupid. I'm going to tell you guys this one thing. You guys will see this in this mukbang that's coming up.
Yep.
But I never laughed so hard in my life watching this guy destroy a French man's heart. I was laughing in the car for an hour straight because this guy is an idiot.
So he got invited. Originally, this chef wanted to come on Dudes Behind the Foods. His publicist or whoever was like, hey, you know, would you be interested in having this chef on Dudes Behind the Foods? And I've told a few people that we don't do guests on here. You know, it's like, this is me and David's special thing. Keep your fucking face away, right? And that's what I write in the emails. But I saw that, you know, it was this French chef and he had opened up this new, this restaurant. It's like 6 months old in LA. And I was like, well, I'll tell you what, I'd love to either stop in for an episode of When Foodie Calls. I sent them examples, or just a good old fashioned easy mukbang, right? And they're like, oh, mukbang would be great. I actually didn't know going into it when we went to go film there that he wanted to sit in on it. You know what I'm saying? I thought maybe he would drop the food off, give us a couple little blurbs about it. But when I got there, He wanted to sit in with us. I was like, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. We'll make it work. Mm-hmm. We'll probably be a little less ratchet, but we'll make it work, right?
We definitely were.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we toned it down. We're more trying to, you know, respect him, respect the food.
Until.
But look, it was, and we're having a great conversation. Dude's mad cool, right?
Love him.
Such a nice guy. He really cares about the food. The food is delicious. It's called Mr. T in LA.
Go there. You won't be disappointed.
Fire, right? So anyways, we're eating, and like towards the end, I'm like, I need to do something because it's been a great mukbang, but I need a little something in there, right? So towards the end, I'm like, y'all got any alcohol for us? He's like, oh, I can bring you some. Do you like wine? Will you want the red or a white? I can bring you whatever you were. Like, yeah, sure, I'll take a white. David has a red. He brings us out this wine. He's describing it to us. Okay, so what I brought you is a blah, blah, blah. It's from the
Chianti.
Yeah, south of France, something, something. It is, you know, it's good with this. It's paired with this. You can find hints of blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know, with David, I'm like swirling it. You know what I'm saying? Looking at the fucking legs like you would, you know, normally drink some nice wine, right? I'm like, okay, man, well, you know, let's keep it fancy, right? I clink him and I chug it.
Let me tell you something.
Immediately chug it.
Well, the moment he did that, I've never seen somebody's heart break through their eyes. This guy looked at him like he was the biggest piece of shit he's ever seen in his life. And I was trying not to die laughing because it was, first of all, it's so hilarious because of how, like, that's what you do on TV shows where you write in a script, drink the wine in front of the French person and watch them die. It literally happened.
He was legit shook. Like, I thought he was going to laugh. He did not laugh.
I cannot believe you did that.
His eyes got so big and he was, you just drink it like this?
I know. And I love the fact that he had this like sexy ass French accent. I can't believe you just did that. This is a fresh Chianti from South of France. Like, I had this whole explanation and this is what you do to me. All right.
He was shocked.
Bro.
It was great. It was like I put ketchup on my escargot.
There was this other part too. So there's a Thai chef who was behind a lot, this one delicious creation that they made. Dude, you want to talk about people that don't know when to laugh. Like, I cracked up so hard, and I was trying not to laugh, because, like, this is a kind of like a fancy situation. This lady comes out. You know, usually when you see Thai people look at other Thai people, and I've seen it around them all the time, because a lot of Thai people don't speak Thai. Mm-hmm. So when they hear somebody speak Thai, they get hyped.
They get super hyped.
So Thai chef comes out. Tim goes, oh, thank you, like, sawadee khap, right? And she just goes, okay.
So he's telling me. So the chef was like, so the food, what they do is, you know, we wouldn't call it fusion. Like, we had a whole conversation about it, but he really, their whole thing is to like elevate street food, right? So the chef brought out like this thing that I've brought David on the podcast before. It's like a kind of salty sour seafood dip.
Delicious.
That you eat with like unripened mango or like sour apples. And we've had it on here before, but so she like flipped it and they do a thing where it's like they have a crudo and it's bomb, right? So I find, he's like, oh, this, and I we're talking about street food. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm Thai. So Thai people are all about our street food. We got the fire seafood. I mean, street food. And so he's like, oh, my chef is Thai. I'm like, oh, shit. So she comes out with the food. I'm like, oh, sawadee khap, my sister. Yes, thank you. She goes, oh, okay.
Bro, that shit, I've never seen somebody just go, all right. Okay, that's all right.
It was like that. Have you seen that Vine of the, I don't know what kind of African dude is, but they're on some like hike and like she's like, someone has to be in touch with her. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Dog, that shit was so fucking funny, man. I was like, I've never seen somebody just like, just not respond to that.
I know. It would kind of threw me off. It threw me off so much. I had to highlight it and make it a little awkward for her. I was like, oh, okay. All right. You're not trying to. Okay.
That shit fucking killed me, dude. It's such a funny moment.
It's great. I actually, y'all will see that mukbang very soon if it's not already out, because I gotta get it out soon. So
some people just don't bounce off humor very well, man.
You know, or that, you know, they're just, maybe she just wasn't expecting that. Maybe she's so used to, who knows? Maybe she's so used to like hiding her Thai-ness that she wasn't ready to like for me to embrace it like that. I don't know, man.
Next time she comes out, she has the whole garb out.
Yes, I'll be ready for his ass next time.
Is that too much now? Well, relax, bro. Fucking chill.
Let me get some of these fries. Is this real cheese on here?
I think so.
Oh, fine.
Just eat it. It's really good, actually.
Oh, it smells amazing. What is pork on this?
A spicy Korean pork.
Oh, fire.
Mm-hmm. This spicy chicken's fucking good, too.
You know what's crazy is, so Chia's doula, our birth doula, because... Look, I'm not going to lie. By the time this drops, the baby might have dropped already.
Abdullah Abangada.
And she hit me up. It's her birthday this week. Sarah of Bundle Birth. She hit me up. She's like, yo, do you have any restaurant recommendations for my birthday? I was like, yo, you should check out this spot called Mr. T, right? She's like, oh, my God. I literally already have reservations there. I'm going on Friday.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was like, oh, amazing. So. She was like, oh, thank God, because I'm old and I don't know what to choose anymore. I don't know if my decisions are good.
Oh, my God.
She's like, I don't know where to go. I'm like, oh, you're not going to regret this shit.
You want to hear something fucking funny?
Yeah, yeah.
So the other day, called my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we did that. We had a podcast where I had the sexy David on, you know what I'm saying, with the sunglasses and stuff, you know what I mean? Well, my mom watches that podcast.
Really?
And then she fucking calls me.
Okay.
Pissed.
Why?
And she goes, this is what she says. She goes, so you're getting in fights again? And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? She goes, you're out here getting in fights? And I'm like, hold on a second. Do you know? bitch, you know how old I am? Yeah. I was like, am I like 15 years old again?
Yeah.
She goes, are you getting into fist fights again? And I'm like, what are you talking? I haven't been in a fight in like 20 years. Like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. what are you saying? She goes, I saw the podcast. You had those sunglasses on. You have black eyes right now, don't you? So she thought that I had sunglasses on because I was hiding my black eyes.
So silly.
And I was like, the audacity. You think that I got my ass beat? Like, I wasn't winning the fight.
It's so funny.
So she was mad at me. She was heated. She was yelling at me because she thought that I was out going to like street fights or some shit.
Just out in the streets fighting people?
Well, I was like, well, why did you jump from 0 to 1,000? Like, why didn't you just think? I was like, and this is what I told her. I was like, you don't even speak English. How the fuck would you know what's going on the podcast? She goes, I know about you. Like, you used to always get into fights when you were a kid. I was like, exactly. When I was a kid, yeah. I'm a fucking adult now, dude.
Well, she knows about you, dude.
Let me tell you something. I would never fight anymore. Are you crazy? It's so painful.
Speaking of fighting, let me tell you something. My daughter is an asshole. Okay? She's cruising for a bruising, dog.
Oh, really?
Look, okay, so you know how I told you, and I've said on my, like, multiple podcasts that her new thing that we talked about is she goes, go away, right? And she'll, like, kind of shove you off or shove me off. Go away, daddy, daddy, go away.
Uh-oh.
And so Chia's parents are in town right now just to help out while, you know, Chia's about to give birth, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm working and shit, so they're helping out. They're helping clean the house and all that.
Awesome.
So, great. It's great. But Veda loves Chia's dad so much. She loves this fool, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, who can blame her? Her dad's great.
Amazing.
Right? So, Veda not only will tell me to go away now. So, in the morning, I've been sleeping a little longer because, okay, I don't have to worry about, like, making breakfast and stuff. Like, so Chia's up, her parents are up with Veda. So now I come out of the bedroom around 7:30. They've been up for maybe like since 7-ish. They're chilling, eating, watching her little shows. I come out, Veda looks at me and she goes, daddy sleep? She points to my bedroom and she goes, daddy sleep? And I'm like, you want me to go back to sleep? She goes, daddy sleep? And I go back to my room. And then if I come out, so the other day, literally she grabbed my hand, walked me back to my room, and I was like, daddy, sleep, and went back to the living room. She just doesn't want me around.
Already? That's supposed to happen when she hits puberty.
Dog, daddy, sleep, drags me back to my room.
I was like, baby, want to go to sleep real quick? The hell? This is my house.
Bro, she's so mean.
What's happening? When did she pick this up?
I have no idea. But, and like, so I for the first couple of days, I'd be like, fine. And I go back to my room. I lay down, get on my phone. But now I'm like, no.
My house.
I'm staying. No, babe. I'm staying out here today, literally. Daddy sleep. Drag me to my room. I ran back to the living room. And I was like, no, babe. I'm staying out here. She started crying. She said, daddy sleep.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Daddy sleep's like, I don't give a fuck, you little shit. In my house.
I don't know what it is. And if I come back out, like, half an hour later, she's fine. But in the morning, it's almost like she's like, hey, not right now, Dad. Just give me my time with my grandparents.
What the hell?
Dude.
That's so weird.
I know.
I wish she learned that from TV.
I'm gonna cuss her out real quick, and I'll take a break. Be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Tim.
And David.
And if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks. That's so weird.
Yeah.
That's so sudden.
I don't know. But today, thank God, I took her to her little baby gym. And she was so sweet with me. It was just me and her. And, you know, one thing that I love that I kind of, I understand why people play games in relationships now is that, like, she'll see other kids, like, hugged up with their dads, you know, and she'll look at me and then she'll like come sit in my lap or something. Or if she sees me talking to another baby, she'll come to me and get in my lap. I'm like, all right.
Bitches. Am I right?
Shit. Always got to play games.
You know what I mean?
You got to make them jealous to make them love you.
That's just not even learned. It's innately in their genetics. Right, Robin Couch?
Right, Robin Couch?
I'm going to be honest. I wasn't totally listening to what you were saying.
All right.
Just like a woman.
Just like a fucking
Yeah, I don't know. Daddy sleep?
Well, whatever. All y'all are the same.
I know. We out here pouring out our hearts. All right? And you ain't even listening to a damn word.
Your life, sir, is so hard.
It is, man. I had to pump gas in my car today. That shit was $100.
Oh, bro. I was in Portland, Oregon recently for a college show, and it was one of my first times ever at a gas station where they don't let you pump it. They pump it. You ever been to one of this?
What was I in? Jersey? Mm. You are not allowed to pump your own gas.
Yeah, you're literally not allowed.
Had no idea. Got into an argument with the dude. I thought he was like trying to do some shit to me. And then had my cousin explain to me. He's like, nah, bro, that's his job. I was like, what do you mean? I can't pump my own gas. Like, no, you cannot pump your own gas.
Yeah.
But I got into it with this guy. I was like, don't fucking touch my car. And I felt so bad. I went in there. I was like, bro, I'm from California, man.
Idiot.
Yeah,
such a foreign experience, right?
I don't understand why that is, though. I don't get it. Somebody from Jersey, explain that, please.
Yeah, I don't know. So I pulled in to this Portland gas station, and first of all, they don't let you, you know how you can pull in any which way for gas stations out here? Mm-hmm. I was trying to come around the other way. Dude was there. He was like, no. I was like, what? Oh, okay. So I pulled in the other way, and then he proceeded to like be like, oh, what number do you want? I was like, I did not know.
It's kind of nice though, isn't it?
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. You know that guy who I yelled at?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tipped him a fat lot.
Good, you asshole.
I was like, here you go. He was like, $20, man. He understood though. He was like, oh, I get you from California. I was like, yeah, I'm fucking dumb. My bad, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like $20. I'm not sure if these are supposed to take tips, but I'll give him a tip anyways.
I think, you know, when I was working at Foot Locker, they would tip us sometimes.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I only got tipped probably like a handful of times during the holiday season when shit was crazy.
I never tipped anybody at Foot Locker.
Well, you know, you wouldn't think, right? But this was wild, man. It was like holiday times. I used to work the women and kids wall, right? So before I got promoted to the men's wall. But women and kids is fucking annoying because literally moms will come in there, grab shoes, be like, can I get a 4 in these? Can I get a 2.5 in these for the toddler? Can I get a 6 in these for my 12-year-old? And it's like, you got to remember all this shit and you got to bring options. They tell you to bring options just in case. Oh, maybe bring a half size more. If you don't have this color, bring this color option. So you come out with like stacks of shoes,
God,
right?
Damn.
So I'm running back and forth trying to remember shit. And this mom was like, oh my God, you're so helpful. Thank you so much. Tipped me like $5. And I was like, oh my God.
That's it, you cunt. I brought you 70 shoes.
Yeah.
Literally 70.
And then afterwards, they're like, okay, never mind.
I hate you. You're stupid.
Yeah, that's why retail is stupid. You ever work in retail? I mean, you worked at your parents' shop.
Let me tell you something, man. I worked at the men's warehouse, and I sold tuxedos.
Oh, shit, that's right.
I had to deal with some of the most worst customers on earth treating me like shit. Mm. But then I've kind of learned just like in those type of situations, like number one, this isn't my business. And number two, I'm just trying to get a check. Mm. So I just got to make this asshole feel good. And they always come around, yeah. you know, because they, you know, people project their personal shit onto other people and they don't even know that they're doing it. It'll be on some other shit. Like I told that story where that on here where the lady with the lazy eye.
And she was being mean to her son?
Yeah. The yes. Second, like it was always situations like that. There was dudes who would like, we had a coworker who, there's like these three dudes that were like, kind of like sexually harassing like my coworker.
Oh God.
Bro. I mean, this is during the time I really didn't give a fuck about anything. Mm. Bro, I sexually harassed them back for her. So when you get a tuxedo, you get measured up, right? You do your inseam, your outseam, you do all this shit. And then I was in the bathroom at the time and she came in. She looked super uncomfortable. What's going on? I was like, you guys are fucking like, you know, they're being like super inappropriate towards me. I was like, I got it. This is not a fucking fake story. I can't believe I've never told a story before. Motherfucker, I took my tie off. Tied it across my head.
You're fucking lying.
I fucking took my shirt, had the belly button out.
Yeah.
Came up and I started touching up these folks. Like, hey, bro, I'm good. I was like, nah, we got to get the inseam, baby.
Oh,
and
my God.
These motherfuckers left with the quickness, dude.
Hilarious.
They're like, hey, we good, man. It's like, when's shorty coming out? I was like, oh, I'm shorty. And I started like fucking doing, dude, that shit was so fun.
And they left quick because they had to go jack off in the parking lot. They're like, I've never had somebody do this to me before.
Hey, homie, that was gay, huh? Hey, give me 5 minutes though, real quick.
Oh, hey, yo, jerk me off real quick. Pause. Pause, dog. You got me horny as fuck. Pause.
Dude, hood dudes, they hate gay stuff for some reason.
I
like, it scares them.
Pause is so funny to me because, you know, it's like, same thing as like when no homo was a popular phrase, right? It's like if you feel the need to constantly remind somebody you're not gay, then you probably got to talk to yourself about mm-hmm. some things, you know? And but I'm working on, you know, I have a list of sketch ideas and I have a list of TikTok ideas where mm-hmm. something is just like a one quick note joke where I know this will only be good for like one joke and I'm out, right? I can't build like a whole sketch around it. So I have a skit. If y'all follow me on TikTok, Tim Chantharong is my name, and I'm just tell you the joke right now because we're here. But it's a joke where it's like a New York funeral, right? And the dude is giving the eulogy, and he's like, yeah, man, you know, David always had my back, pause. And, you know, he was always a dude that would stand behind you, pause. And everyone's crying, but it was like, if he might say something and slips up, he's like, yeah, you know, he would always hold me down. And so I was like, yo, pause.
I didn't even know that stuff was like so prevalent until like later on. Like everybody was saying pause. I was like, what the fuck is this thing? Like, it's like everything's gay. Like, what the hell, man? Everything's gay all at once. My favorite movie, man. But that shit was so weird when that onslaught came on. Everything was paused. Like, constantly. You couldn't say shit. Like, if you had a conversation with a friend at a bar, you would say something. They would say pause. I don't even know what the fuck they're saying it for. It's like, dog, enough of this shit, man.
So, Mikey Day of Wild N' Out and now SNL, he was exposed to pause for the first time when we were shooting Wild N' Out for New York, in New York, and Conceited would say pause all the time, right? And, Mikey Day made such a good point, and he was like, pause is like the hip-hop, that's what she said.
Yeah.
Because it's like funny, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so Conceited would be talking, whatever, and I'd be like, this my man right here, right? And he'd be like, pause. So Mikey Day came in the band one day, he's like, pause, ayo, pause. No, I got your back, pause. He's like, wow, that's what she said, but hip hop, you know?
I didn't know Mikey Day is on SNL now.
You didn't know?
No.
Dog, he's been on for like a few years now.
Oh, that's crazy. Fucking congrats, dude.
Yeah. Mikey Day was always so funny on Wild N' Out. And like, he used to do this sketch, this David Blaine sketch on YouTube. Have you ever seen it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's one of my favorite OG, excuse me, sketches, dog. It's like, so they have a homie who plays David Blaine. And he's very like, he's probably like, hey, can I show you a magic trick? And then Mikey Day and his other comedian homie, they play these two very flamboyant, implied gay men, right? And so it'll be shit like this. Can I show you a trick? And they're like, oh my God, David Blaine? The whole time Mikey Day's like, David Blaine? Oh my God, you're David Blaine. David Blaine. He keeps doing that.
Yeah.
So he'll be sipping a drink. His boy's sipping like a drink. And he's like, hey, what's in your drink? And the guy's like, orange soda? And then he's like, oh my God, where'd my soda go? Where's my orange soda? And then the guy next to him will like spit out orange soda. David Blaine, you put orange soda in my mouth? And then David Blaine just looks at the camera. He's like, wow. Like shit like that. And then the ending, it's so fucking funny, dog. It'll be shit like this, right? one part they go, oh yeah, 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 yeah. He it's just so, you gotta watch it.
Hey, I want y'all to understand something. Y'all ever just like hear a conversation and then you wanna open up your phone, open up Google Maps, give them the phone and be like, hey, show me where you're going with this.
Well,
Tim, you wasted 5 minutes of my fucking life. And I wanted to know what happened.
Okay, I'll tell you what happened. And then there's one part where it's like a thing where like Mikey Day, like,
I'm done with this. I'm so fucking done with this. You piece of shit.
Just look it up. It's really funny. I don't want to butcher it. That's what it is.
Oh, it's already been butchered, bro.
No. You're gonna love it. But it's like there's it's
look
good.
At how
it's,
fucking
it's,
random.
It's great. It's great.
I feel really ashamed for saying this, but for the past week, every night, I found an Instagram page that I love more than anything I've ever seen in my life because of this guy. It's literally Kermit the Frog on a meal. Showing his dick.
I love it.
And when you first said that to me, Mariel was wondering why I was crying. She thought like, I watched something sad. I was crying laughing. And I don't understand, to me, like when I look back at this, it's like, why is this to me like the epitome of comedy? Like, I don't understand why this specific video made me laugh so fucking hard, dude.
I,
you ever seen one?
I love it so much. Okay, so for context, this shit popped up on my For You, right? My Explore page. And I don't normally just follow random pages that pop up on my Explore, but I found myself scrolling through every single reel, even though it's the same joke.
Same joke.
But I scroll through every single one. So it's Kermit the Frog on Omegle. He's going through different fucking, you know, if you don't know Omegle, it's like, you know, you kind of spin the thing randomly and like, you know, you chat with random people, right? So it's a guy with a Kermit, it's Kermit the Frog, and like he'll pop up and like it'll be like a couple girls on Omegle board.
I'll be the girl.
Okay.
It was like, oh my God, it's Kermit. Hi.
Oh, hey, shawty.
Oh, all right.
So you guys bored or what?
Yeah, I mean, what are you doing here, Kermit?
I don't know. Just check out one of these. And then a huge fucking green cucumber pops up. And the girl's face. Oh, my God.
And they immediately sign off. Yeah. That's the part that fucking kills
and
me.
He does it to guys and girls, and it's so good. Or he'll be like, you know, like, Kermit, I'm your biggest fan. Oh, my God. Oh, really? You're my biggest fan? Well, how about now, huh? It makes me laugh, dude.
Dog, I was on that shit for hours just cracking the fuck up. And it's just such a dumb joke. But it's the way people react. And like, you'd never think that Kermit the Frog is going to flash a cucumber dick.
It's so stupid. I love it so much.
You ever seen one of these?
And also like, the fact that, you know, it's just a puppet with a cucumber, it doesn't feel like that inappropriate. It's just dumb, you know?
It's just the dumbest thing ever.
Fuck.
That great. Probably was like the longest time I ever spent laughing on Instagram and over the same joke over and over and over again.
I was like debating if I wanted to follow. I'm like, should I follow just this random dumbass shit?
I fucking followed immediately, dude. And I just wait for a new video every day. I'm like, please have another one just so I can laugh.
I sent it to Rick. He's like, oh, you never seen that? I'm like, no, not like, I didn't know it was a whole ass page.
And nobody, if I knew about this, I would have shared this with everyone. This is literally the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Isn't it great?
It's like Instagram too has these moments where like a lot of the content is terrible.
Yeah.
But every now and then you find a fucking gold mine, dude.
It's good stuff.
You ever see one of these?
You ever take out your penis on live when you're live streaming?
Absolutely not. I haven't even sent dick pics, remember?
Oh, that's true.
I can't do it. I don't have that type of confidence. I cannot do it.
I know you've been live streaming lately. How's that going for you?
I actually was supposed to live stream yesterday and I hella forgot.
Come on, dude.
You know what it is, man? It's like I enjoy it, but like live streaming is, you have to be dedicated to it. Mm-hmm. Like it's not something that you just hop in every now and then. Like you have to set that time up. Like I had a dinner. I'm not going to stop doing the dinner so I can live stream. Like I'm going to hang out and, you know, like converse with my friends.
It's crazy that the people that like really popped off on like Twitch or whatever, they stream so much.
So The great thing about like the online community, like in terms of like streaming, is that they're very helpful. Like everybody who was on my stream, they actually helped me set it all up because I didn't know how to do it. And they all gave me advice and I didn't have to look up anything. And they just told me what to do, which by the way, thank you very fucking much. And they were blowing my mind, telling me how much people stream. Like I'm streaming an hour and a half. I'm fucking tired. I was doing it twice a week for about 3 weeks straight. And I enjoyed it. They're like, you actually do like the least amount. Like people do 16 hours.
People will stream at least every day, hours at a time.
Four hours minimum.
Isn't that crazy, dog?
I can't do it.
Yeah.
I literally can't do it.
Who has the time for that?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, you really have to, I guess if you're really trying to make it your job, but you got to treat it like a job, right? But fuck, man. Like I just, you know, I'm always kind of... jumping around from different stream services. I'm always trying to find who can like offer me a bag to do it because I genuinely enjoy streaming, right?
Yeah, I think it's fun.
Like there's a lot of times when the baby's down for a nap and like, and I'll be chilling. I'm like, okay, cool. Maybe I'll get on IG Live for like 20 minutes to an hour. But then I always have to remind myself like, wait, dude, you have you have better shit you can use your time on right now. You can edit a vlog, you can answer your emails, right? But I really do, I like streaming. So I be, you know, I'm always trying to hold out for the bag. Like Caffeine was paying me a bit to stream for a while. And then there was like a year where YouTube gave me a nice little bag to stream. And then I was kind of using this little app called Bego, but like, and in my head, I always want to get on like live and like stream something, but I'm like, oh wait, let me wait to see if anybody's paying, you know?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's fun, but I'll tell you this: doing that and like trying to do three other things, it's fucking impossible. You literally, especially the way that I think I stream to, it's basically a live podcast.
Yeah.
So they want me to do a live podcast for 3 hours straight. Like after you podcast, like your brain is dead. Like my brain is done. Maybe not our podcast is so stupid.
Yeah.
You know, but imagine like doing that for 3-4 hours with a platform like 1,000 people are watching you and you're trying to respond to everything. I just remember like my mind being toasted. Like it was done.
3 hours is a lot, bro.
I did 2.5 and this thing was capped out. Like I couldn't do emails. I was staring at the fucking ceiling. And then I watched other people when they stream. They're actually not doing much.
I know. I was just going to say that. Yeah. Some people that have their... You know, the live audiences, I know shit's a little different now that, like, there's different rules, like copyright rules, but I know some people will, like, you know, like, I want to find out what are the legalities and what are the differences, because I know you can't technically, like, just play movies, right?
Exactly.
But how about, like, DJ streamers? Like, they're playing copywritten music, so how does that shit work? You feel me? Like, what's the difference in the rules?
Oh, shit, that's
like,
right.
Why can't I be like, this is my favorite movie, let's watch? Like, or is there a difference of me... playing the actual movie and sitting there and talking about it, like I don't know what the rules are,
because they were like, can you do like live movie reviews?
Yeah,
we can, but if you're not watching what I'm watching, this is kind of pointless.
So yeah,
it says what they do is they'll say, hey, we're going to start right now, hit the play button, and then when I pause it, they'll just pause at the same time, and you could do a breakdown. But I'm like, that's a lot of work for somebody to watch. I don't know if they like it, they like it, but like.
I would love to find my audience on Twitch or the new streamer Kick. I think it's like it's a new one that kind of popped up. You know, I think it would, because not everybody can do that shit, right?
Yes.
Like we talk a lot, and we're good at engaging. I think we would do well streaming. I just can't. At this juncture in my life, I don't know if I could commit to an actual schedule.
It's
you know?
Also hard for me, like, you know, when we joke around about the ADHD thing, right? So I did the whole thing that you sent me. Yeah, I got ADHD to the fucking max, which I didn't really need to fucking know. Like, I knew, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's just like, okay, I get it, you know?
Yeah.
It was literally like your thing, too. You know, when you do, like, the interview on the laptop, she can already tell my mind is wandering.
Oh, you talked to the lady, too? Oh, yes.
I'm probably not your lady, but.
Yeah.
my mind's wandering. I'm like, fuck. And all I could think about was, don't do the stuff Tim was doing. Like, as I'm thinking that, I'm drifting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then as I got into my head, I'm like, I'm doing the same shit he's doing with the pointer cursor in the middle, but I'm doing the thing with him, me telling myself, don't do what Tim's doing. But then it's evident because I'm just...
You're zoned out.
you know? So I'm like, okay. And then they were like, oh, do you want it? I was like, oh, I think I function pretty fine without it. But yeah. She goes, okay, well, you know, it's always there for you. If you feel like you do need it and you need to focus, then, but if you've been functioning fine without it, then you're okay.
I mean, that's the debate for me too. You know, do I actually feel like I need the Ritalin? Now that this second baby is coming, and I feel like I really do need to stick to some type of schedule to get anything done.
Maybe, huh?
Yeah, I might fuck with it. We'll see what's up. Well, I'm going to contact my ADD lady and ADHD lady, and we'll be right back. Yeah.
You should get her on Omegle and be like, hey, you ever see one of these?
just hey, excuse me, ADHD lady. Can you just hop on Zoom really quick? but it's my actual dick though.
No, okay.
No. Paint it green for St. Patrick's Day. Cheers.
You ever see one of these?
You ever see one of these? Hang like this, huh?
Hmm?
Beer. Were you a big beer drinker growing up?
No, I actually did a video about how much I hated alcohol on YouTube when I first started.
All alcohol in general.
And it blew up. It did really fucking well because people really fuck with it.
Hmm.
Later on in life, I started liking it.
Look at you. You're a whole alcoholic now.
I actually drank a lot yesterday. And then it was weird. Alcohol, too, was one of those things where I didn't understand it. And then later on, one day it just started tasting good. Like, I don't remember the exact day, but I remember I had this beer and I drank it and I didn't want to, had it, and I went, hey, this is kind of fire.
You know what it is, man? And I feel like alcohol and beer, and I've said this before, it's one of those things where you spend so much time, you force yourself to like it because you feel like you need to, right? You feel like, I need to have this because everyone's having it to have a good time at the party. And then eventually your taste buds kind of just adapt to it. Because beer is disgusting. It's not good.
It's fermented wheat and barley.
But like fermented shit, like I like kimchi, right? I like fermented shit. I like pickles, right? Beer though. No one has beer for the first time.
And goes, wow,
amazing.
Yeah.
Or I've never met anyone anyways, right?
Yeah.
But you go to enough fucking house parties, whatever, you're drinking beer like, ugh. Especially when you're a broke 21-year-old or whatever, or a broke high school kid, and you're buying the cheapest shit. Fucking pop-off bottom shelf vodka and beer, the quickest shit, cheapest shit to get you drunk. And you kind of, I think your brain kind of associates, you know?
I'll tell you this though, like for me, I rarely ever just drink beer by itself and be like, this tastes good.
Right.
For me, it's always beer with food. And then I think it tastes good.
I feel it.
Cause like, you know, we're eating fried chicken, all this greasy stuff. We had this like dark extra stout, you know, bitter ass, fucking sweet chocolatey type of thing. And it tastes fire. If I had this by itself, I don't think I'd like it.
Not gonna lie, man. I got to a point now in my life where I never thought I would be one of these people where I'm like, I can go home and have a beer right now.
When's the first time you drank alcohol?
First time I ever drank like any sip of alcohol, I actually drank alcohol.
Like drink.
First time I had alcohol, drank, was probably at like, you know, a high school party. First time I got drunk was prom night after I won Prom King. And we've discussed this before.
No, whatever, man. Moving on, man.
But the first time
I got my dick sucked. And
but high school, probably, you know, random high school parties. Senior year.
I had it when I was 14 with my cousin.
I think he told me this.
Yeah, got drunk as shit.
And it was
Remy Martin.
Yes, you have told me this. Yes.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, I think for me, like, the reason why I drank alcohol was because I could handle it really well at the time.
Yeah.
And then it was just like a freak show. So it's like, oh, let's see how much David could drink. And I would just drink. And then I think I just enjoyed the fact that people enjoyed watching me drink, which made me drink more.
I can relate to that.
You know what I'm saying?
Because it's almost like a point of pride.
Yeah, this fool can
drink? And it's like, and then you learn to, you know, and then even though, like, it's a weird thing to be proud of, it's like, when you take a shot and you don't make a face and people go, okay, oh, hardcore with it, oh.
Like the weird shit you do when you're young because of what other people do
is
fucking odd. And I think that was my motivation to drink alcohol was people like, it made me feel nice.
Little shit, bro. They go, you need a chaser? Nah, I'm good.
I see you.
So dumb.
Yeah. And the They're like, they see me.
Oh my God. And then, you know, and then it's like a chicken and the egg thing. It's like, do I like drinking because I'm having a good time, or I just like showing off how much I can drink? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you, like I said, you and my buddy Paul Kim can drink a lot, man. And it's not even funny, like how much you can drink. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You don't even turn color or nothing. I drank some whiskey yesterday. I looked like I was holding my breath for hours. Like, I fucking turned red, dude.
I just dropped the vlog of our soju night. Sake night at the crab dinner place. So if y'all watch that episode of the podcast and you want to see it play out in real time, go watch the vlog on my vlog channel. I remember one time specifically after a college show, I was drinking at some frat party. Might have been in Massachusetts. And I just remember stumbling around and some dude being like, yo, you're a fucking tank, dude. You can fucking drink. You wouldn't think it because you're so little, but you're a tank, bro. And I was very drunk that night. I remember making out with some girl, probably trying to smash in the bathroom. It was a lot, but
Those drunken moments, like when we just like go out and tour and stuff like that, was fucking nuts. I remember one time. So there's a girl who was following me on Instagram. Like, we were just DMing each other back and forth, but I got really drunk. So drunk to the point, like, I didn't complete the deal. Like, I just went and I passed out in my hotel, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So it's like impossible. But then I woke up next day and I got the DM. Like, she sent me a bunch of tit pics.
Mm.
And I'm like, what the fuck? That just came out of nowhere because there was nothing leading up to that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'm like, the fuck is this? And then she sent me a bunch of news. And I'm like, the fuck? And she just, at the end, she wrote, she's like, you good now? And LOL. And I'm like, what? But I guess like the night before, I was trying to get her to send me fucking nudes the whole night when I was drunk as shit. Mm-hmm. So I woke up to a bunch of titty pics. I'm like, this lascivious woman.
You're like, who is this woman?
I was like, why would you send me nudes?
Hilarious.
I was like, I don't even know you. But the whole night we were flirting back and forth. I was just so smashed. I don't remember.
That's the scary shit, man. That's something I always like. If anything, that's why... you know, when I learned that I get blackout drunk and don't forget things, that's when I was like, okay, I need to be wary of that. You know what I'm saying? I remember one time in Minneapolis after a club show, it was a girl who like, I used to like consistently hang out with out there. And it was one night. It was like Minneapolis show. I'm like, this is the night. We're finally going to hook up, right? We got so drunk. We were so drunk. Like, we had been making out that night. She came back with me to the room. I'm like, it's going down, right? We both got to the room, fell asleep immediately.
Oh my.
Because we're so drunk, just knocked out.
That's fucking hilarious. It's like, did you have a good time? It's like, yeah, it was great. Like, both of you guys like, I don't remember anything.
Yeah, I was like, I think?
It's like, I came so much.
Yeah, you know.
I can't do that, dude.
You can't come that much?
No, I can't. God damn it. I can't drink like that anymore.
No, I look, the last, you know, when we got drunk off the soju, look, that wasn't a plan of mine. I don't like not remembering things. I am definitely like try to be very I chill now. When motherfuckers are like, I'm not trying to get crazy. I'm like, I'm definitely not trying to get crazy.
Yeah. It's like, trust me, 100% I'm not. Dog, I don't like doing that. Like, I've been like, I'll smoke every now and then. But like, so a buddy of mine was going through like a terrible divorce recently.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't realize that the weed vapes, if you guys smoke out there, you probably know this stuff. I don't really smoke like that, but like the vapes are incredibly strong, right? So for all you youngins out there, back in the day, like weed was not as crazy as it is today. You guys have done some weird fucking like demonic voodoo shit with that shit stuff. So I took a puff of this. And my buddy was like, hey, no, you got, it's puff, puff, pass. I was like, cool, got it, puff, puff. Well, this motherfucker didn't tell me that I just fucking took like Gandalf's like wizard dust. And I'm over here in another fucking universe, just high as fuck.
Yeah.
This guy's like pouring out his heart to me about his like divorce and everything that's going on. And in my head, all I was doing is pretend like you're paying attention.
Yes.
Because you don't know what he's saying. And I'm just talking to myself in my head.
Look. I know that might be great for some people.
I hate it.
But that's also one of the reasons I don't like being high like that. And I know they'll say different strands do different things. But one of the few times, because yes, I also don't smoke too often, right? But yeah. I do remember also one of the few times where I was very high, my boy PD Flo kind of like smoked me out in his little like, because PD Flo is a very, like he's a weed dude, you know what I'm saying? And I was at his house party one time in the backyard. And Rick was telling me some very, he was talking about some serious shit and the exact same thing, dog. Yeah. I'm focused on Rick just being like, just pretend to know. I don't know what he's saying right now, but just pretend, dude. Yeah, and you're just like, yeah, man, oh, yeah.
You know what the
yeah.
worst thing is like, the thing I do remember that conversation was like him towards the end saying something like, it's like, it feels really good to get this off my chest. Thanks for listening. And I'm like, I'm a terrible person because I don't know. I don't remember anything that you're saying right now, dude.
Dude, one of my, I feel really bad. One time I had like a few people over, a little like, just kick it at my house, right? And there was this girl, it was a friend of a friend. I didn't really know her like that. But they got me high and I remember, you know, because the shit didn't hit me right away. And I was trying and like, so they were really trying to get me high. And then I ended up taking a few people home because they lived around me. And the shit didn't hit me yet. But it didn't hit me until I was driving. And then I felt it kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh shit, so I'm focused on the road right now. And this girl, like, I think she thought I was, like, being rude to her earlier in the night because, like, I didn't want to give her, like a goodie hat or something. But it was, like, my only, like, one of this color.
Mm-hmm.
So she already kind of felt like I was being kind of mean to her. But then as we're saying goodbye, I just remember this. Like, so I'm completely full out, like, gone now, right? Yeah. As I'm dropping them off. And then I just remember, like, seeing her hand in front of me being like, okay, well, nice to meet you. Her hand in front of me and me just, like, staring at it. And her being like, ugh. Whatever, and just leaving. And I'm like, and afterwards, I was like, oh shit.
Did she ever find out that you were high as shit?
I mean, I think if you put two and two together, you'd maybe realize that, but I think she thought I was just being mean to her for no reason. That's like, just ignoring her handshake.
Hilarious.
My God.
Dude.
Like, there's a girl out there who to this day is like, Tim was an asshole.
But see, that's not even fair. I was high.
I know, and I don't do that. I don't smoke like that.
But
you
see,
know?
I think for us, I think you and I have the same thing. We just don't, it doesn't meld with us very well. Like, it affects us too hard.
Yeah.
So like I was telling the story too, where literally, like it felt like I died and I went like astral projected out of my body. And right. people were like, that's not weed. I was like, I told you I got crossfaded. It was with alcohol and weed. Mm-hmm. So you could tell me that it's not real, but I was freaking the fuck out. Mm-hmm. I literally thought I died. Mm-hmm. So the whole time I'm like, oh, I've been dead for 100 years. And I was talking to myself like, oh, I just realized that I died and I'm in a simulation. That's how bad weed affects me. I don't know what the fuck it does to me.
I just don't, you know, and that's the thing about alcohol is even when I'm blackout drunk or on the verge of blacking out,
I feel like I'm in control.
I still feel like I'm in control. Even if I'm saying fucked up shit or doing like stupid shit, I still feel like I'm in control. Weed is like it hits you and you're like, you know mm-hmm. that you're not in control. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And I don't like it.
Yeah. And like I said, I started to realize too, other friends were telling me like, just don't do the vape and just smoke it because it hits faster and doesn't last as long. Because
it's like concentrated, right?
Yeah, that vape stuff is fucking nuts.
Yeah.
So like if you just smoke it, it'll last an hour. But then if you do the vape shit, it lasts for fucking ever.
Would you ever do any other type of shit?
So, hey, crazy. Sorry that you mentioned that. So a buddy of mine, I have him on the podcast, but he just had his first shroom trip.
Ah, yes. I'm so curious.
And a couple of my buddies who did it, one guy said he saw the, you know, the crazy objects or whatever and stuff like that. But he was like, I was like, well, did it do for you what other people say were helping them face their fears? He goes, nah, I've been doing therapy. So he goes, like, I didn't, it was just a weird trip.
Yeah.
My other friend who did it, I think like he on the outside is like the happiest person ever.
Mm.
Right. But my other buddy, he faces all of his problems.
Okay.
Like very, very head on. So the thing was just like a trip. He goes, it was whatever. Like, it was just a trip. I saw weird objects and colors and some freaky shit. But I didn't feel it. But the other person who's like the guy who's always happy 24/7, doesn't talk about his emotions and shit, all this shit fucking attacked him.
Really?
Like all of his insecurities.
Off shrooms.
Off shrooms.
Okay.
He thought about it like insecurities, like stuff that was bothering him about like previous relationships that he never fixed. And that shit, that psychedelic part is the part that he said it helped heal him and fix him a little bit.
Interesting.
But the other person with the therapy was like, I'm good. So maybe that's
because he didn't have anything bottled up.
Yeah, because he's been talking his shit out for the last few years.
You know, shrooms is probably the one thing I would be very curious to try. Because
we're doing
for one,
it together. If, and we're gonna be
when
doing
Foodie
it,
calls.
We're going to do it here on the podcast. And then
No. We're not doing it on the podcast because it needs to be something I can edit. Well, I guess this does get edited too, but we got to do it on episode of When Foodie Calls in a very, you know, controlled micro situation.
Micro dosing.
Yeah, because, you know, my friend Sammy, she told me that, she's the one person that told me something about shrooms that really got me curious. And she's like, it made me stop and appreciate things that I would normally just walk past. Like she said, she was on shrooms and she was like, when normally you just walk by some flowers or some trees, she stopped and was like, oh my God, these flowers are beautiful. And I'm like, that sounds great.
Yeah. So I have a buddy that I box with, and this guy is dope as shit. This fool, we're boxing, right? We're sparring. And literally as we're sparring, we're in my garage. He's doing light work. All of a sudden he stops. He drops his hands. He looks up. He goes, those trees are green. And I'm like, bro, you high as fuck? What's going on right now? This fool's on shrooms. Man. This fool came to train while he was on shrooms. We'll stop in the middle while we're punching each other's face to look at the trees. I was like, dog, this shit's powerful as fuck.
I want to see what those punches look like to him. Like, were they coming at him? He's like, like he just sees them and slow, like fucking senses. Neo. Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely curious, man. You know, it would have to be, I can't just do that shit now. You know, I'm a dad, about to be a dad of two, maybe even a dad of two by now. When this drops, but you know, it's something I'm curious about for sure. Chia, even though she doesn't do any drugs, has always brought up her curiosity about ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca is something I would never do. Like that, I have never heard a good story about ayahuasca.
Really?
So in total, off the top, I've told this before, two people I know took ayahuasca, ruined their life.
Oh, you have told me the one. Yeah.
Ruined their life. So it's like, that already is too high. Like, I've never heard somebody say that about weed, shrooms, or anything else.
Right.
But because I know two people that regretted it deeply because of how bad it fucked. Because, you know, everybody's different.
Yeah.
So some people say, like, they took ayahuasca. It was a revelation for them. Kind of what, like, the shrooms does, but in a more intense state.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, that one person sold their business, divorced their husband, and then they fucking went on this weird spiritual journey, snapped out of it, and they're like, what the fuck did I just do?
Right.
That's one too many for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm good. And that happened to two people I know. So I'm like, what happened? Like, I haven't talked to you in a long time. It's like, dude, I'm on this fucking ayahuasca trip. And then, honestly, I thought, like, I was on some next level shit. And I just was just, I was just, like, haphazard. Just threw everything fucking away because I thought that everything I was doing was wrong. Mm. I had to flip my whole life. And I'm like, so what do you do now? He goes, I fucked up. Like, I'm trying to, like, pick up my pieces right now.
Wow.
I'm like, that's two people too many.
Sometimes the truth is too much.
Maybe.
Sometimes it's nice to live in a little bit of a lie.
Dude, I wish I could. Dog, I thought I was fucking fit for 30 years.
But you were happy.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Ignorance is bliss. We were just talking about that yesterday when we were drinking because Mariel, she's so funny. We're talking to our friends, having a good time. She said, do you know what David used to look like? And this bitch, she has a video like saved.
Yeah.
From like YouTube.
Have you guys smashed it?
No.
Oh.
There's a funny story about that too. I'll save it for the next podcast. But she shows this I was like, wait, how did you bring that video up so fast? She has it saved. Yeah. She's like amazed at how fat I am.
Right.
Because I was wearing this, I remember this shirt too. So when she went to Disneyland, she got me this gray and black Mickey Mouse shirt, right? Uh-huh. I remember when she first bought it for me, I was like, damn, this shit too baggy.
Mm.
And after a while, it just fit.
Oh.
Like, so I was big at this point. I was wearing this dad hat. But when you're fat as fuck and you have a dad hat on, it just looks weird because you got these cheeks popping out here and your head's tiny as shit. And then she just showed us. She was looking at him. He was so gross. Just cut like this short on friends. I'm like, hey, bitch, relax. I get it.
Everyone's dying, laughing at your pain.
And I just, it's great. But I literally didn't know I was fat then, though.
Right.
And I got bigger than that later on.
Yeah, pretty gross.
All right, man. He always says it too. All the time.
Well, I thought you were an adorable big man.
I thought so too, man.
You know, I mean, hey, you were, bro.
But I was dying. I was dying slowly.
Well, you look great now also.
Well, after today, I'm getting it all back, baby.
Ah, man, you know, I'm kind of like, I've been eating a lot lately too. That's another thing. Maybe I do have to take this Ritalin so I can remind myself to work out. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something right now. Been working out. Lost like 10 pounds already in this year.
Wow, look at God.
A lot of hard work, dude. I'm legit. It's weird because I don't have any muscles at all whatsoever, right? Like, I'm not even fucking lying. Like, sometimes I look at my body. I don't know how I'm standing up because there's nothing holding it. But Like Korean people, like you'll know, like they'll say like Korean people have like song chongaris, which is like we just have naturally like really muscular legs.
Chongonasi.
Yeah, chongosani.
Chongosani.
But you have big calves.
Oh, like, I do.
Fit calves too, and we don't do shit.
Right.
So the legs are usually good, but my upper body is trash as shit.
Mm.
So I'm trying to get this shit sorted out. And for the first time in my life, I have a little bicep.
Look at you.
But it's so tiny. And then Mariel says, like, your self-esteem is so high, it's hilarious. Because I'll come out after a workout. I said, you see these? I'm like this. You see these?
And she grabs your tits.
And then she goes, oh, yeah, it's great. And she'll squeeze it like this with her two fingers. And then I'll hang out with Bart. And then she goes, those are buff arms. I'm like, okay. Thanks for ruining my fucking day. I get it, all right?
Well, let's get on that Ozempic diet, dog.
Dog, what's fucking doing?
Have you heard about that?
What is that?
So, Hollywood, Ozempic is medication for diabetic people. But apparently, you know, you never heard the, Ozempic.
No, that's nice, though.
It's a commercial.
You know!
Yeah, yeah. So, that's their commercial. Ozempic is for, it's for diabetic people, pero... Hollywood has found out that it's also a quick way to lose weight.
Get the fuck out of here. Ozempic right now.
So it's been trending because there's a shortage of it because all these people are taking it to lose weight and it fucking works, apparently. Like people have lost like 14 pounds in like, I don't know, a week or two. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's a little too fast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's also like, you know, it's becoming a problem because they feel like, okay, if I get off it, am I going to just gain the weight right back?
So oh, see, that would kill me.
Right.
That would fucking kill me. Like, if I got my results and then in 2 weeks it was back again, I can't do that. That's emotionally damaging to me.
Ozempic, dude.
Okay. Next Views by the Foods, I'm going to be fucking buff.
Sponsored. Hey, Ozempic, if y'all want to sponsor us.
That wraps up this episode of Ozempic Behind the Foods.
Hey, thanks for watching another episode of Dudes Behind the Foods. Make sure you stay tuned for that mukbang. It's super funny. And David Soul, you look great.
Thank you. I'm trying. I'm trying my best. And you look young as you've ever had before in your life.
Well, thanks, buddy.
Your stupid, thick, full, sumptuous hair.
And I tell you what, you're a great person. I appreciate you. I'm glad that we became friends over the years.
Over so many years. It's already been like 7-8 years have passed.
Really?
Stop scratching your beautiful, luscious hair, dude. If I did that to my hair, I'd be bald.
It would just come off in one piece.
Come off. Oh, God.
Okay, bye. Love you. Yo, it's the dudes behind the food. The dudes behind the food. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the food. That's actually really fucking good.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.